Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace. Today is Monday of the second week in ordinary time, January 16, 2023. And today we remember Saint Berard and companions. Gracious and loving God, call us to be stewards of your abundance, the caretakers of all you have entrusted to us. Help us to always use your great gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. Send the Holy Spirit to work through us, bringing your message to those we serve. Stewards of God's grace have unlimited resources to manage on behalf of Jesus Christ. Like St. Paul and St. Stephen, when full of grace, we are in a better position to allocate its riches. God gives his children grace to dispense to needy hearts. Excuse me. Consider these stories. Though retired into the remote parts of a desert, Saint Anthony of the Desert often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under a thousand frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him." Saint Patrick and his companions appear to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered Saint Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, Saint Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison. Dumping out the poison, Saint Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. Saint Martin de Tours, rising from a kneeling position, he turned his eyes towards a deceased and said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, arise and stand upon your feet." At the sound of this glorious word from the saint, the soul returned to the body, and the person that was dead opened his eyes and revived. And may we be so empowered as we begin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's power in the sign of the cross. May we embrace it. And may we love our Lord and lift his name on high.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocaust or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll, it is prescribed for me to do your will. Oh my God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announce your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here am I,
Monday of the second week in Ordinary Time. Here is our readings for the Mass today. First reading. Brothers and sisters, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for he himself is beset by weaknesses, by weakness. And so, for this reason, must make sin offerings for himself, as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are my son. This day I have begotten you." Just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." In the days when he was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Responsorial Psalm. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool." You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The scepter of your power the Lord will stretch forth from Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. Yours is princely power in the day of your birth, in holy splendor. Before the day star, like the dew, I have begotten you. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. The Lord has sworn, and he will not repent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. You are a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek.
Became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. The disciples of John and the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your enemies do not fast?" And Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away. The new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one who pours new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins. The word of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Bernard and Companions. When our Holy Father, Saint Francis, learned by divine revelation that God had called him and the members of his order not only to personal perfection, but also for the salvation of the souls of others, he entertained an ardent desire to convert the Mohammedans, the Islamic, whose inroads at that time frequently endangered Christian countries, as they do today, and the Christian faith. He was well versed in Arabic, an eloquent speed preacher, and was chosen by Saint Francis, together with two other priests, Peter and Ortho, and two lay brothers, to evangelize the infidels of the East. Saint Bernard, a 13th century Franciscan friar, who was executed in Morocco for attempting to promote Christianity, he and his companions are venerated as saints and considered the Franciscan proto-martyrs. On the journey, the Talus, the superior, fell sick in Spain, and when his illness refused to mend, he submitted to the will of God and remained behind while he permitted his brethren under the guidance of Bernard to proceed. At Seville in southern Spain, which the Mohammedans occupied at the time, Saint Bernard and companions preached fearlessly in the mosque that the teaching of Muhammad was falsehood and deceit, and that salvation could be found only in the faith of Christ. Preaching the gospel is often dangerous work, leaving one's homeland and adjusting to new cultures, governments, and languages is difficult enough, but martyrdom caps all the other sacrifices. In 1219, with the blessing of Saint Francis, Bernard left Italy with Peter and his companions en route to Spain. Vitalis, came sick and commanded the other friars to continue their mission without him. They started preaching immediately on streets and public squares. People treated them as if they were crazy and had them arrested. Save themselves from being sent back home, the friars declared they wanted to see the Sultan. So the governor of Seville sent them to Morocco. They tried preaching in Seville, then in Muslim lands, but made no converts. They went on to Morocco, where they preached in the marketplace. The friars were immediately apprehended and ordered to leave the country. They refused. The strength they had for standing up for Christ. And so they were bound. They bound them hand and foot, put a rope around their necks, and dragged them along the ground, flaying them so that their entrails were almost visible. They proceeded to pour boiling oil and vinegar on their on open wounds, and then to roll them on straw bedded littered with broken pottery. There were almost 30 Muslims to watch and scourge them throughout the night. When they began preaching again, an exacerbated sultan ordered them executed. After enduring severe beatings and declining various bribes to renounce their faith in Jesus Christ, the friars were beheaded by the sultan himself on January 16, 1220. This was quite in accordance with their wishes, since there among the Saracens, they were right in the midst of the Mohammedan people. Coming upon a group of Saracens, St. Bernard, who had a good command of the Arabic language, began at once to preach the faith of Christ to them. These were the first Franciscan martyrs. When Francis heard of their deaths, he exclaimed, "Now I can truly say that I have five friars minor." Their relics were brought to Portugal, where they promoted a young Augustinian canon to join the Franciscans and set off for Morocco the next year. The young man was Saint Anthony of Padua. And these five martyrs were canonized in 1481. These precious saints who stood for Christ in the most horrible conditions, that they wanted to serve our Lord. And so may we not cower when others want to shut us up, but they can't shut us up as long as the Spirit instills in us that motivation and strength to proclaim God's word, to proclaim Jesus. Our God is a great God. There is no other. Our God is a great God. And there is no other. Our God reigns.
Thank you.
and our God reigns. And may he reign in our hearts and our minds. May he reign in our homes. This is a deeper truth. You have heard of the stewardship of God's grace. And I encourage you to make the Mass the center of your life, to frequent the sacraments, to go to confession often, to receive the Eucharist. Jesus invites you to receive him in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, divinity. And we do so. And may we be empowered as we close. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our God reigns. And he is truly present, body, blood, soul, divinity, in the Mass. Just as born of the Blessed Virgin Mary and suffered under Pontius Pilate, he founded the Catholic faith. Pray for our Holy Catholic Church. Pray for Pope Francis. Pray for all the bishops and clergy. Pray for them. Pray for them. And pray for America. When America is strong, the world is more secure. And God bless you all. Pray the rosary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Good day.